Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is, O Allah, you are our trust. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, Lord of all the worlds. By His bounty, we are able to attach ourselves to Him, and by His rope, we can embody trust and hold fast to that trust. And we bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. And we bear witness that our Master, Sayyidina Muhammad, is the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him, upon his family, his companions, and all of those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to proceed. I counsel you, O servants of Allah and myself, to have taqwa of Allah, and to act upon what he's commanded us to act with when he says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu wattaqullah la'allakum tuflihun. O you who believe, be steadfast. Outdo others in steadfastness. Remain firmly stationed and have taqwa of Allah so that you may prosper. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers. The theme of this khutbah is a tremendous value of faith. For whenever it inhabits a heart, it fills it with serenity. And whenever it enters into a home, it casts within that home tranquility. And whenever it spreads through a society, it awakens within it resolve and determination, opening the doors towards optimism and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and stirring people to the most beautiful embodiment of action for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This value or attribute we are speaking about today is the value of trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how can we not trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, given he is the creator and wise disposer of all of our affairs? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. So glory be to the one in whose hand is the dominion of all things. And how can we not trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, given that he is the one who's in charge of every affair, such that nothing can frustrate what he wants to bring about? And so whenever we place our trust in him in every matter, and whenever we return to him in every affair, then we will be from those who will be accepting whatsoever he decrees, and as if we are saying, قُلْ لَنْ يُسِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Say, nothing will ever befall us except that which Allah has written for us. So glorified be he, for he is the one. وَلِلَّهِ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُ الْأَمْرُ كُلُّهُ فَاعْبُدْهُ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَيْهِ. And to Allah belongs the unseen of the heavens and the earth, and to him all matters are returned. So worship him and place your trust in him. So brothers and sisters, this is the nature of trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we find a sufficiency in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what is destined for us, then that very sufficiency becomes a means of aid, a means of us attaining unto victory in the difficulties that we have, and that which supports us in all of the affairs of our lives. For it's as if we come to realize, as the hadith says, أَنَّمَا أَصَابَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُخْطِئَكَ, that which struck you was never going to miss you. And as if we have come to realize the truth about the message of what the prophets and messengers have told us about and what they embodied with their own lived examples of how their hearts were filled with trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For let us reflect on how when Hajar, May Allah be pleased with her, when she was taken by the intimate friend of the All-Merciful, Khalilur Rahman, Sayyidina Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wassalam, and she was left in the valley of Bakka, which we now come to know as Mecca, a valley which at that time did not have cultivation, did not have civilization, and did not seem to be a place that normally a person would leave his wife and his child. And all she wanted to know, hey, فَقَالَتْ لَهُ أَللَّهُ الَّذِي أَمَرَكَ بِهَذَا, was it Allah who commanded you to do this? قَالَ نَعَمْ, and he replied, yes. قَالَتْ إِذَنْ لَا يُضَيُّعْنَا اللَّهُ, then Allah will not forsake us. And so she did not look at the provision that she had, whether it was little, whether it was not. She didn't do any contingency planning. She didn't start wailing or being upset at the fact that the valley had nothing in it and was in a state of desolation. All she wanted to know was this something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded? And once you attained unto that knowledge and she was aware of it, then that was sufficient for her to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know the rest of what happened, brothers and sisters. We know the beauty of the story of Zamzam. We know how that very valley became a place where whole world from the believers flocks to and commemorates the sacrifice of our mother Hajar, alayha salam. May Allah be pleased with her in what she did. And this, brothers and sisters, is the reality that when we realize that we have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it's as if Allah says, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, maybe that you dislike something whilst it is good for you. And so once we realize that we have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then those very things that appear as hardships and those very affairs that may have distress in them become the very keys to ease and relief. Let us reflect, brothers and sisters, on the story of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, when he set out with his people and was taking them away from Fir'aun and was being pursued by Fir'aun. Pharaoh was pursuing him with his troops. And they arrived at a certain point when all of the paths seemed to be blocked and they felt there was no way out. And the Quran notes this moment as if they're crying out in fear, and it's as if they're saying that we are sure to be overtaken. But Quran also notes the response of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his reality of trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how he responds when he says, Kalla inna ma'ya rabbi sayahdeen. No, indeed, my Lord is with me. He will guide me. So this response from Sayyidina Musa when he says, my Lord, ay, inna ma'ya rabbi, my Lord is with me, sayahdeen, he will guide me. This ma'iyya, this sense of knowing that Allah is with him, this was the reality of this example that he said, that of what he embodied, that even in the face of what seems like no way out, that sense of trust that Allah is with him is enough. And the Quran then says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon him mercy and split the sea for them by his power. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنْجَيْنَا مُوسَى وَمَنْ مَعْهُ أَجْمَعِينَ, and we saved Musa and all who were with him. So this is the tremendous trust, brothers and sisters, of knowing that we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with us, knowing that if we place our trust in our master, and he is sufficient to keep us away from all dangers and to direct us to the way of salvation and the way of guidance. Let us reflect in this continuation of these examples and the example of how our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he entered the cave with Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. And the narrations say that if one of them were to look down at his feet, then the trackers would have seen them. And yet at that moment when Sayyidina Abu Bakr is in a state of fear, not for himself, but for the beloved, i.e. his prophet, and our prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responds or says with an unshakable trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a certainty that does not waver. And he said, مَا ذَنُّكَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ بِثْنَيْنِ اللَّهُ ثَالِثُهُمَا. He said, what do you think, Abu Bakr, of two of which Allah is the third? And the Quran mentions at this point, again mentioning this sense of trust in Allah, when the Quran says, فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَيْهِ وَأَيَّدَهُ بِجُنُودٍ لَمْ تَرَوْهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down his tranquility upon him and supported him with forces you did not see. And so this is the reality, brothers and sisters, of this ma'iyah, this sense of being and recognizing that as long as our hearts are attached and trusting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we attain unto this closeness of support and aid. And so when we reflect upon all of these things, we'll see that this was the very nature of things by which, means by which the Prophet ﷺ raised the Sahaba into the best of generations, and how they became means by which the entire humanity could be guided by this light of Islam. For when they were faced with opposition and when they were faced with the hardships, then it was as if, as the Quran says, وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا. It only increased them in their faith and submission. And whenever they would find that they were confronted by enemies and confronted as if they were outnumbered, then it was as if they would say, وَكَفَى اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْقِتَالِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ قَوِيًّا عَزِيزًا. That Allah is sufficient for the believers in battle. And Allah is ever strong and mighty. So they are the people who would place their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were the people who would find that in those very moments of hardship and difficulties, in times of weakness and scarcity, and they would find that that nature of that trust becomes the very reassurance. That nature of that trust turns the weakness into strength. That nature of that trust turns scarcity into abundance. And so it's as if one of the scholars was once asked, what is your ghina, your wealth? And he replied by saying, it's trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never forsakes the ones who trust in him. Inna Allah yudafi'u anil ladhina amanu. Allah defends those who believe and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, let us hold fast and firm to this rope of trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us realize the reality is that, as this hadith Qudsi tradition says, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. It's as if Allah is saying, I'm as my servant thinks of me. So let us always have the best of opinion of Allah. Let us, even in moments of difficulty, let us realize that these moments of difficulty come as a means of us connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that doesn't mean that we don't ask. Asking is also a means of connection. Du'uni istajib lakum. Allah says, call upon me, I will answer you. And from the traditions, the hadith tradition says, لا يرد القضاء إلا دعاء. That nothing repels the decree except supplication. So let us hold firm to dua. Let us be people who ultimately hold firm to this sense of a good opinion and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and recognize that after every difficulty comes ease, after every difficulty. I say these words of mine and I seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.